Have you ever wondered what it felt like when people first stopped believing? Not the gradual drift we see today, but the original moment when someone looked at Mount Olympus and thought, maybe nobody's actually up there. 2,600 years ago, Greek philosophers ignited the first recorded wave of religious doubt by asking a deceptively simple question: how does the universe actually work? Thales predicted a solar eclipse in 585 BCE and proposed water as everything's fundamental substance. His student, Anaximandros, explained existence without divine meddling. Heraclitus reimagined God as ever-living fire, a cosmic force, rather than a bearded figure hurling thunderbolts. They kept religious language, but gutted its meaning, and the personal gods who supposedly cared about humanity began their slow retreat. The Greek pantheon proved especially vulnerable. Xenophanes noticed something curious. Gods looked suspiciously like their worshippers. Ethiopians imagined black gods. Thracians pictured blue-eyed, red-haired deities. If oxen could paint, he quipped, they'd depict bovine gods. As traditional religion weakened, philosophical schools offered secular alternatives. The Cynics lived like shameless animals. Diogenes slept in storage jars and performed bodily functions publicly. When Alexander the Great offered him anything, Diogenes simply asked the conqueror to stop blocking his sun. The Stoics conceived the universe as one giant city where life was merely a role in a cosmic play. Epicurus taught that overcoming three fears, death, pain, and gods, unlocked genuine happiness. Meanwhile, in India, Buddha established a transcendent secularism. No personal gods, no caste system, just a path through suffering that recognized humans as inseparable from nature itself. The Romans transformed doubt into high art. Cicero's The Nature of the Gods features Cotta dismantling theological arguments with surgical precision. How could gods possess temperance without experiencing temptation? How could they demonstrate courage without facing danger? Regarding the universe's god concept, Cotta mockingly asked, "Why then add a number of other gods? And what a crowd of them!" Lucretius created Europe's only successful philosophical system in poetry, celebrating Epicurus as humanity's rational savior who dared oppose religion's horrible face glowering over mankind. Pliny the Elder calculated that if everyone's gods existed, there would be more gods than people. With characteristic Roman wit, he observed God's one limitation. He cannot, even if he should so wish, commit suicide, which is the greatest advantage he has given man. Marcus Aurelius, emperor and philosopher, privately wrestled with cosmic uncertainty while publicly maintaining religious duties. His meditations reveal oscillation between belief in cosmic order and acceptance of chance. Yet contemplating our insignificance paradoxically creates ample space for generosity and wisdom, a perspective that helped him govern effectively while doubting profoundly. Christianity introduced something unprecedented, doubt woven into its foundational story. Jesus experienced agonizing uncertainty in Gethsemane and cried from the cross, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" This transformed doubt from religion's enemy into part of religious experience itself. But Christianity also made belief, not just ritual observance, the central duty, creating a new torment, questioning one's own capacity for faith. Augustine's conversion struggle in his Confessions reveals this agony viscerally. Despite intellectual agreement with Christianity, he couldn't emotionally commit. In the famous garden scene, he tears his hair, strikes his forehead, doubles over, comparing himself to an amputee fighting against limitations. His internal war represented something new: intellectual understanding and emotional acceptance painfully separated. Contrary to popular belief, doubt didn't vanish during the Middle Ages. It traveled clockwise around the Mediterranean. Christians drove philosophy eastward to Byzantium, then Syria and Persia. The Arab Muslim state welcomed these scholars, spreading rationalism west across North Africa into Spain. Jewish scholars like Maimonides developed these ideas before Christian scholars carried them back through Europe via Arabic translations. Al-Ghazali's journey from skeptical crisis to mystical Sufism influenced both Islamic and Christian thought for centuries. The Renaissance unleashed ancient skepticism. After Constantinople fell in 1453, Greek texts flooded west as Gutenberg's press enabled mass reproduction. Within 20 years, Lucretius's atomistic materialism was in print. Machiavelli severed politics from morality, calling Christianity enfeebling. Erasmus mocked theologians debating whether God could become a donkey, a gourd, or a Flintstone. Montaigne explored how perception shifts with mood. Wine tastes different when sick. Desire transforms judgment. We constantly change. He who last night was invited to come to dine this morning, today comes uninvited, seeing that he and his hosts are no longer themselves. Descartes challenged skepticism with, "I doubt, therefore I am," but inadvertently advanced doubt by removing God from physics, freeing science. The Enlightenment flourished in tea houses and Parisian salons, where Voltaire mobilized opinion against religious persecution, and Diderot's encyclopedia argued morality exists independent of religion. Hume positioned himself between brutish skepticism and dogmatic certainty. Jefferson privately declared himself an Epicurean, viewing Jesus as a reformer whose teachings were buried in rubbish but easily distinguished by its luster. The 19th century saw doubt's most public expression, with reformers linking religious skepticism to political justice. Anne Newport Royal became the first to lobby Congress on church-state separation in 1827. Francis Wright transformed New York's Ebenezer Baptist Church into a hall of science seating 1,200, hosting lectures and selling Paine, Shelley, and birth control information. Elizabeth Cady Stanton pioneered feminist biblical criticism, noting Scripture's suspicion of unworthiness and uncleanliness regarding women, observing Riley, "You can't even sacrifice a female goat to God." Schopenhauer saw existence as a bitter joke, producing only momentary gratification, fleeting pleasure conditioned by wants, much and long suffering. Nietzsche's "God is dead" came from his madman story, a figure announcing, "We have killed him, you and I," warning humanity now faces an infinite nothing. The 20th century brought new voices. Edison shocked America in 1910, declaring he saw no use of a future life. Freud called religion an illusion born of childhood feelings. Sartre's atheism was foundational. There is no human nature because there is no God to have a conception of it. Throughout history, doubt has driven extraordinary progress. Democritus questioned matter's nature, leading to atomic theory. Galileo doubted Earth-centered models, revolutionizing cosmology. Edison tested thousands of materials for his light bulb. Einstein questioned Newtonian physics. Frederick Douglass challenged slavery's moral foundations. Elizabeth Cady Stanton doubted women's prescribed roles. Seven key doubting traditions emerged from antiquity: science and rationalism, emphasizing observable evidence; non-theistic transcendence programs like Buddhism, seeking meaning without deities; cosmopolitan relativism, recognizing cultural diversity; graceful life philosophies like Epicureanism, finding joy in the present; moral rejection of injustice; philosophical skepticism, systematically questioning knowledge claims; and the doubt of believers themselves, showing faith's complex relationship with uncertainty. Doubt offers its own rigorous relationship with truth, prizing intellectual honesty above comfortable certainties. From Socrates to Russell, philosophers argued that examining life's fundamental questions brings meaning and happiness. Modern doubters belong to this grand tradition, deserving quiet respect and open pride. For its endurance through persecution, its productivity advancing knowledge, and its unwavering commitment to demonstrable truth, doubt stands as one of humanity's noblest traditions, consistently championing human dignity, intellectual integrity, and the fearless pursuit of truth.